Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day on this Tuesday of the eighth week in ordinary time. Let us come to always recognize that you can be found in the ordinary things of life because you are in all things. And let us continue through our walk through ordinary time as we recognize you everywhere. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we're continuing at this time with the reading, with the first reading, which comes to us from Sirach. Sirach, we were talking yesterday about an apocryphal reading, the Gospel of Thomas. Well, there are other readings that are in Catholic Bibles that are not in non-Catholic Christian Bibles. So they are, and I don't know if it's a way to put that. I remember reading something in a Catholic, it was like a tweet or something like that about, or maybe it was, it was somewhere on those forums. And basically it said how Martin Luther took all these books out. I don't think that's exactly what happened, because he didn't like the letter of James, but he never took it out. So what happened was the non-Catholic Christian readings, Bibles, and the reason why I put it that way is there are people who call themselves Protestants, there are people who call themselves Evangelicals, there are people who call themselves non-denominational or whatever, and the term Protestant, of course, comes from the Protestant Reformation. Well, not everyone can trace their roots all the way back to the Protestant Reformation in their faith, so maybe I'm being politically incorrect or politically correct. I don't know, but I'm just using that term. There's all Christians, there are those who are Catholic, and Catholics use a Catholic Bible. Non-Catholics use a non-Catholic Bible. The non-Catholic Bible is based on the scriptures coming to us from the King James Bible and also in light of Martin Luther. But what it is that Martin Luther and the Protestants, we'll use that term for that time, used the Bible, that the Old Testament scriptures that came to us from Hebrew. And the Catholics ended up using the scriptures that came to us from the Greeks. Well, in the Greek scriptures, there were several more books than there are in the Hebrew scriptures. And that really defines the difference. And one of those differences is what we call today the Book of Sirach. Now, it is also known as the Book of Ecclesiasticus. So that's a little bit of a history there. And that's why we have in our Bibles Ecclesiasticus, and also known as Sirach, so we call it Sirach in the Bibles that we use today. And if you were to look for the same book in, we'll say, for example, any forms of the King James Bible, you won't find it. And that's the reason for it. And also, the reason why I also gave you the other name for the Bible is in other languages, it's still known as Ecclesiasticus. It's important because there is an Ecclesiastes, and it's known that in all these books. And then there was Ecclesiasticus. It's a pain in the neck. You always have to remember the Ecclesiasticus is now known as Sirach in English language Catholic Bibles. So our first reading comes to us from Sirach. And one of the lines that is there is, to keep the law is to make many offerings. Now, I want you to keep that in mind. To keep the law is to make many offerings. And the reason why I'd like you to keep that in mind is one of the ways that we serve God is by doing his will. Now, in the Old Testament times, in the Jewish faith, living by the law is how one of the ways you worship God. Best example I can find is, I don't agree with him politically on a lot of things, but I do like listening to him, and I love when he talks about the scriptures, and that's Dennis Prager. I don't know if you know this or not. He's said this on his radio show. Dennis Prager will not do a TV show on a Friday evening. Why? Because it's during the time of what is called Shabbat. So it's during the time of the Sabbath, and he will not do any work on the Sabbath. So he says one of the reasons why I don't always pop on some of these TV shows is because I'm not going to do a show on a Friday night. So it was really interesting because it's during his time. That's one of the ways that he worships God, by keeping the Sabbath. And out of all the other ways that he also keeps the Sabbath, one of them is he does not work on a Friday night. So as you can see, because the Sabbath is Friday night to Saturday, it's actually sundown to sundown. So you can see that. So that's what Ben Sirach is talking about, that one of the ways we worship God is by, in this case, following his law, which for the Jewish people is the Jewish law. For the Christians, it is living by the Christian faith, which obviously includes some of the Jewish laws, but not all of them. As a matter of fact, not most of them. We can talk about that on the other side of the break. And that comes from St. Paul. We'll be right back, and we'll be right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
Hey, and don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can see our show. You can spread the word about our show. You can see where you can find our podcast platform, and do consider subscribing to our podcast. The more people subscribe, it really helps us a lot. So if you consider doing that, and don't forget, you can find us also at stanthonyalston.org. Click on radio show. You can listen to us on our own website. That's us, CatholicAudioMedia.com. And by the way, for those of you who say, who are we listening to? Because he never says his name. And I had a call from someone who told me that last week. Yes, it's true. I have a habit of not saying my name. I'm Father Robert J. Carr. And yes, if you call the parish, you will end up talking to me at times. If you leave a message, if I don't answer the phone, or you call another time. So anyway, we're talking about this powerful reading and the fact that by living our faith and doing the will of God, which Ben Sirach is talking about doing the will of God by following the law. You may remember the CBS television program, Your Word is a Lamp Unto My Feet. And of course, what it's talking about is by living the Word of God, by living the law of God, by living everything that the person is learning from God, it comes from the Psalms, that this is a guide for them to see the world and live through the world in the right way. And world means world in general, not the world as the term comes in the Bible. Now, one of the fascinating things I talked about in my homily a couple of weeks ago is the reason for our faith and the reason why we live in faith, according to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it's in the introduction, is that faith gives us a bigger amount of information in which to live that is bigger than our mental capacity can figure out on its own. That's fascinating. Kind of reminds me of a line that was made by, do you remember Click and Clack, the Tapp brothers used to be on WBUR and on NPR. And they talked about someone who, they had some issues. They went to a guy who fixed engines and transmissions, and they laughed. They said, no one has enough brain cells to fix engines and transmissions. He says, you always go to someone who does one or the other. Well, it's the same thing. It's like there are so many things that are important for us to know in our universe, and we only have the capacity to reason out a large amount, but not the full amount. And that's what the Catechism is teaching. So that's what our faith is all about. That's what our teachings are all about. And that's why we have the law that we see in the Old Testament to build up our understanding. So now in the New Testament times, which we are living now, we are on like a different stage in a sense where we don't have to follow all the strict Jewish laws. This is what St. Paul taught, but we have to follow the internal version of those laws, which is to love God and love neighbor. This is what St. Paul taught. So we understand that, and we can see in our world today, many people say, they're going, our world is a mess and this, that, and the other thing. And I keep looking at that and saying, no, you don't understand this. You're being shown why we believe, because the people who are rejecting what we believe are walking down a path that lead us saying, why are they walking down that path? That doesn't make any sense. And that's what we're doing. Why? Because we're coming from a different and larger sense of understanding of the world around us, that many people who reject God have closed the door to that extra room of information, you could say. So this is part of what we are. So this law, this way of life, this teaching from the Lord is all guiding us, as the CBS program used to say, as a lamp unto our feet. We're going to talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day and continue enjoying the eighth week of Ordinary Time. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.